Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration, and in this demo I just want to show you quickly how to use the world clock on your Apple Watch. And basically the way you do it is that you set up the world clock times on your iPhone and they'll be directly mirrored over to your Apple Watch. So I just want to go through that process with you so you can find out how to do it. At the moment with my world clock on my Apple Watch stroke coming off my iPhone, I've got Amsterdam and San Francisco listed. And I just thought for this exercise, I have to talk to people in Perth in Western Australia, on the other side of the continent in Australia. So I thought I might add that to my world clock on my iPhone. And then we'll go and have a look at it on the world clock app on the Apple Watch. So I'm just going to grab my iPhone here and touch towards the top of my home screen.
Messages. Double tap to open. Calendar. Photos. Camera. Clock. 11:25 p.m.
Okay, there's the clock.
Double tap to open.
One finger double tap.
And clock. World clock. Edit. Button.
And I'm already in the world clock already, but if I come down the bottom.
Selected. World clock. Tab.
Okay, we've got the tabs. World clock.
Alarm.
Alarm.
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch.
Timer. 4 at 4.
And timer. Now you might notice a bit of noise in the background during this recording because it's actually just started to rain outside, but never mind, we'll keep going. Okay, so if I touch towards the top of my screen.
Edit. Button.
I've got edit.
World clock. Heading.
World clock heading.
Add. Button.
The add button.
Amsterdam. Today. 8 hours behind. 3:26 p.m.
Okay, I've currently got Amsterdam.
San Francisco. Today. 17 hours behind. 6:27 a.m.
And San Francisco. So I want to add Perth. In Western Australia, so flip back to the left.
Amsterdam, today, add, button.
One finger double tap.
Choose a city.
Flip to the right.
Search field.
Search field.
Double tap to edit.
Double tap.
Search field is editing. Character mode.
And I'm just going to type in Perth on the on-screen keyboard.
P. P. E. E. R. R. T. T. H. H.
Okay, touch towards the top of the screen.
Perth, Australia.
That's the one. One finger double tap.
Amsterdam, world clock, edit, button.
And if I flick down to the right.
World clock, heading, add, button. Amsterdam, today, San Francisco, today, Perth, today, 2 hours behind, 9:28 p.m, night time.
So I've added my new item to the world clock. So I'm just going to press the home button to go back to my home screen.
Clock, 11:28 p.m.
And put my iPhone down, come back to my watch, tap the screen to wake it up.
23:28.
Okay, press my digital crown once to go to the home screen.
Home. Clock.
And flick back to the left to find world clock.
Mail. Activity. Double post. Passport. Weather. Trip view. Twitterific. Alarm. Phone. Calendar. World clock.
Okay, and there's world clock. One finger double tap.
World clock.
And as I said, this mirrors what's on my iPhone world clock. So I flick to the right.
Amsterdam. 15:29. Today, 8 hours.
And it's Amsterdam.
San Francisco. 6:29. Today, 17 hours.
Okay, there's San Francisco. And one more.
Perth. 21:30. Today, 2 hours.
Okay, Perth. 21:30. 2 hours behind. So on the main screen, you've got the times. But if you one finger double tap on an item, we'll just double tap it on Perth.
World clock. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Map of world. Image.
Okay, that's a map of world image.
Perth.
The name, Perth.
Today, 21:31.
Okay, today, the time.
AWST, 2 hours.
AWST, okay, so it's currently 2 hours behind.
Sunrise, 6:46.
Okay, it gives me the sunrise, 6:46.
Sunset, 17:39.
Okay, sunset, 17:39, and that's it, which is quite handy. So, top left-hand side, the screen.
World clock, back button.
And one finger double tap to go back.
World clock.
Let me just press my digital crown once.
Home. World clock.
And that completes this demonstration of looking at setting up the world clock via the clock app world tab on your iPhone and then accessing that information on the world clock app on your Apple Watch. Also remembering that you can double tap city and get more information about time, sunset, sunrise. So that completes this demonstration. Thanks for listening and bye for now.